Sunday Meditation, September 23rd, 2001. Question today has to do with the concept of the light bringer, the knowledge bringer. Whether this is Lucifer that was the knowledge bringer or the light bringer, or Eve, who gave Adam the apple from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We were wondering if Quo could give us some information about the nature of these entities or these qualities that bring knowledge. And are these entities themselves either good or evil? How does the concept that they deliver to us give us the ability to pursue that which is good or evil, that which is service to self or service to others? Last week, Quo gave us some information concerning the lightning-struck tower, which is also a concept or an image that shows light in its sudden and fiery form, causing what seems to be destruction. We were wondering if there is other fruit of this destruction. Can something positive come out of the lightning-struck tower? And very literally, the towers in New York City that were
We are those known to you as the principal of Makul, and we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we are. It is a great privilege to be called to your group this day. And we thank you for the privilege of sharing our thoughts with you, and for sharing this time of meditation. Each of your vibrations are beautiful to us, and we thank you for the gift of yourselves, the gift of your time and your seeking. We are most grateful to be able to speak with you and ask of you only that you be very careful in listening to what we have to say, for we are error-prone, those of opinion rather than authority, seekers upon the path, just as are you. And we would not want to constitute in any way a stumbling block to your seeking. Take those thoughts that appeal to you and leave the rest behind. This is the way of truth. All truth is not for all entities. There is a resonance to that truth that speaks to your own seeking and your own situation. We ask you to trust your own powers of discrimination, for truly you have a very keen radar for truth and for falsity. You ask this day concerning the matrix of the spirit and the potentiator of the spirit. And may we say that this is a very interesting subject, and certainly one that challenges our ability to use this instrument to create a structure of sense and truth. For this is a mazed subject. The construction of archetypal images in a certain system is a tool, a resource of learning about the architecture of the deep roots of your mind. It describes things that are impossible to put into words in terms of imagery and combinations of images. These are subjective images that are intended to act as triggers as much as patent images. They are not necessarily to be literally interpreted, but to be felt, to be sensed, and to be entered into. In the system of images, which we of the Confederation have often spoken with your group concerning, the archetypal images are divided into three groups. Those that pertain to the body, those that pertain to the mind, and those that pertain to the spirit. In each of the three systems, there is a matrix, which is a still and unmoving structure that is a receptor web that has only very limited ability to act. What it can do is it can desire. It can reach. This is the nature of the matrix. It is essentially a structure into which catalyst will come and through which catalyst will be processed into experience. In these three systems, the potentiator is that which is able to fertilize or to make fruitful the matrix. There is a dynamic between matrix and potentiator then. The basic dynamic is that in the mind of the reacher and the reached, in the body, the body in constant motion and the controller of that body, and in the spirit, the unreaching, unhasting darkness of spirit, waiting for, hoping for, yearning for, and desiring information about itself. And out of the dynamic of that dark yearning comes the potentiator of the spirit, which is light. Let us take a moment to gaze at the power and the peace of this situation, of the empires of mind and body and spirit, of the supple and lithe connections between body and mind and spirit, spirit and body. The spirit, the soul, the entity that each of you is a crystalline shape, a snowflake, shall we say, a beautiful crystal. Each of you is unique. Each of you has your own beauty. Each of you has your own symmetry. And within your crystal, each of you is working with those perceived flaws, those clinging barnacles of matter that are not the gem. Each of you seeks the light of spirit to inform and advise. Each of you then has laid before you a tremendous range of resources upon which you can rely with your linear intellectual mind, with all the powers of ratiocination that you have at your command, with the grace and rhythm of the pulsing body that in its instinct and in its essence is so completely aware, as a second density creature is, of the love and the light, of the harmony and the unity, of the creation and the infinite creator, and of the tremendous strength of that creature which is the spirit. The kingdom of the spirit is a dark one. And we say this not because darkness is evil, for darkness is not evil. We say this because it is the nature of spirit within third density to be largely impossible to see. It is dark because it must be dark. And the light that is the lightning struck tower, though it may seem radiant to the physical eyes, when seen as a symbol in your World Trade Center bombing, in terms of metaphysics, it is a frail and flickering candle of a lightning bolt that is all too quickly extinguished and shows all too little of the hidden landscape of the spirit. Each of you will spend the incarnational time that you have in this state of peering into darkness, using seemingly the dimmest of light, occasionally receiving that lightning, that bolt of epiphany that speaks, that is as the star that guides, that brings that moment of clarity and spiritual truth that is so blessed. Thusly, the matrix of the spirit is called in the Tarot system the devil, simply because the spirit seems in its form to be antithetical to the body. It seems that there is a tremendous sacrifice involved in moving from things of the body to things of the spirit. It seems as if one must give up the life in a way when one chooses the life of the Spirit, because the life of the world no longer fits, no longer applies. When light has been brought to the Spirit, there is tremendous change and transformation that takes place. And there is a death process that goes on as the allegiance and the thinking of the seeker moves from one system or realm or kingdom to another. Is this an evil matrix? Is there something evil about the Spirit that has brought the energy of Lucifer and Satan into identification with it? We would say no, absolutely, and without hesitation. There is no evil whatever in the Spirit, nor is there good, but rather there is simply essence. There is that which is. This is how you are made. This is the way your vibrations are structured within the energy pattern or the energy field of your being. This is the way the Creator is articulated at this point in the Creator's progress. And what you are looking at is, as this group has mentioned several times during the conversation, somewhat abstract and hard to get hold of, because it is not the familiar, it is not the everyday, but rather it is what is moving below the surface of self and very deep portions of the self that help to shape the options that are available to each of you within the incarnation. The more that you can see into these relationships of matrix and potentiator of spirit, the more hardy you may be in terms of being able to withstand and to use that light which there is, because it is so precious and so rare. Those who bring light are, shall we say, a way or a symbol of the same thing as saying those who bring polarity. It is not precisely knowledge that the tree involved in the Garden of Eden story was bearing it as its fruit. That is not it precisely. It is not simply a body of knowledge that was forbidden. Rather, it is the essence of third density that is being talked about in the story. The creatures of Eden were basically second density entities. They did not have free will. They did not have self-awareness. They were the created opportunities for spiritual growth without the indwelling spirit. The story of the one known as Satan offering this fruit of good and evil to the one known as Eve is as the one known as Eric pointed out, a delightful way of shifting the blame for the entire fall of human nature to women. And that, shall we say, incorrect solution has entranced and delighted men in many different religious systems among those of your planet, and has led many into sweeping generalizations concerning biases towards the feminine gender and their unworthiness, which have been quite stubborn imbalances within your peoples as a race. Each of you we find within this circle is fully aware that this is not a correct solution. It is neither a masculine nor a feminine quality, good and evil, but rather each of these genders are opportunities to learn certain lessons, and the souls that inhabit these bodies of gender are both sexes and neither sex. In other words, simply souls. But the reason, the logic behind the woman giving to the man this fruit of the tree of good and evil, this polarity, this third density essence, is simply that in the system of archetypes, the matrix of the mind is the unfed spirit, the unfed seeker, and the potentiator of the mind is a deeply feminine character, the high priestess, which represents, shall we say, the fructifying influence of the subconscious. So that the unfed mind is reaching into the subconscious for its knowledge, for its truth, for its beginning of experience. This is the only reason for this attribution of so-called evil to the feminine character. It is well when looking at stories such as the Adam and Eve story to look at them in symbolic terms, in general terms, in terms that would suggest and would provoke contemplation of deeper issues. The darkness of the spirit is like unto the darkness, the apparent darkness of the starry heavens. As you gaze from the side of your planet out into your outer space, that thick velvet of infinite space is as are you in your spiritual aspect, an undiscovered country of hills and valleys unknown. And every place is sacred, and every place is full of information, and every place looks to be that which it is not. There is thick darkness and great depths of unknowingness to the spirit within third density. The veil of forgetting is very deep. And the life-giving light, when it falls, yet does it not always disclose truth. And so there is a great peering into what light there is to see beyond the falsity of the complex and intricate patterns of spirit. Even when the veil of forgetting is lifted, even when you ascend into densities that are full of light, yet still that spirit is stubbornly unknown, and layers of misinformation and false patterning will fall away as the densities roll. And we find this still to be true with ourselves. We find we still peel away another layer of that deception of spirit that is part and parcel of the situation which we all enjoy as part of the Creator. It is not that the Creator intends to deceive. It is not that the light intends to be false. It is that there is so much of untold riches to the infinite Creator, that it is not all articulated. There is much still for the Creator to know about itself. And yet that seeking is a slow, slow process. For all that the Creator finds out about itself, it finds out from you. Each of you, each of us, each of all of those entities that live and move and have their being within the creations of the Father. We find great beauty in this pattern. We do not understand it completely yet. As each of you works with your own spiritual journey, we ask simply that you not fear the light bringer who brings seeming destruction. For there must be that taken down as a preparation for that which is builded anew. There needs to be the removal of false concept before the building of a fresh and vital concept. We would, at this time, transfer this content to the one known as Jim, pausing only to offer to the one known as Mary the comment that we see the wanderers among the peoples because of the overlay of the vibratory patterns of their home density. Those who are wanderers can only feel this, as you have said, rather indirectly and by inference. However, it is our feeling that all those who are awakened upon your planet are wanderers at this time and functioning as such. We would now leave this instrument in love and in light and transfer to the one known as Jim. We are those known to you as Akuo.
Hi, and greet each once again, in love and in light, through this instant. This time it is our privilege to ask if there may be further queries upon the minds of those present. Is there another query at this time?
I'd like to know how the patterns of the matrix of the souls, how you put that. I'd like to know how that pattern looks to you. Does it look geometric? What is it made of? What is its purpose? Anything along those lines? Thank you.
I have quote. And am aware of your query message. The pattern of the matrix of souls who have taken incarnation and who have moved into the physical third density for their incarnation is a pattern which is formed of light, formed by love, in a fashion which is usable by the mind complex for the purpose of pursuing information gathering and decision-making, shall we say. For the matrix of the mind in the system of images which you call the tarot is a quality which allows for a nurturing of experience and the utilization of this experience in a useful manner. We would ask the questioner to query further as to more specific information.
I'd like to know how we can make use of it. For example, can we visualize its form or its workings, its flow, its pattern, to help us learn better? Or see more and make better informed choices, or heal ourselves, things like that.
I am Kor, and am aware of your query, my sister. All of which you have mentioned are possible for any seeking entity by the fruits of the seeking process. The matrix of the mind is a concept complex which is a tool for the seeker of truth, as are all the images of the major arcana of your system of tarot. For each one forms a kind of library, shall we say, that allows access to various portions of the mind itself. If we look at the mind as a jewel, each concept complex of the tarot is as a facet of this jewel. The jewel itself, the mind itself, is brilliant in its appearance to us, for there is light in each entity, which is, shall we say, emanating from this jewel in such and such a fashion, according to the proclivity, shall we say, or tendency of each seeker to seek in its own way. Thus, some facets of the jewel of the mind are brighter than others, and the overall balance of brilliance is that which reflects or measures the seeking intensity or efficiency of each seeker. Thus, we would see the matrix and the other facets of the mind as avenues which a seeker may pursue in any manner chosen by free will, including each of those in which you listed. Is there another query, Leslie?
That's all at this time.
I am quote. We thank you, Leslie. Is there another query at this time?
I received a letter yesterday from Bruce Murray, and he said that the Earth had once again accepted us as, and wanderers in general, as those who they would accept love from and would accept healing from. Can you comment on the situation with our planet and its feelings and experience right now?
I am quote, and I'm aware of your query. The entity which you call Earth or Gaia is one which is in the process of its own evolution, as is each entity upon it. The Earth entity at this time, realizing that it is preparing to move into the more intense portion of the birthing of a new Earth, is, as we have mentioned previously, particularly vulnerable, as is any woman who is about to give birth to new life. The experience of many thousands of years of difficulties between the populations of this planet has caused the entity of Earth to be, shall we say, infected with a great deal of anger and hostility, the vibrations of the bellicose actions of your peoples over a great portion of your time. This heat of anger has caused the entity of Earth to release the excess heat in various places, in various manners. Those geophysical eruptions of your volcanoes, the earthquakes, and so forth, have been able to release some of this buildup of heat, so that the mantle of the Earth in some places is rearranged in a fashion which causes a great deal of physical destruction. Yet the alignment possible after such rearrangement is that which welcomes the newer vibrations of love and compassion, which are now moving more fully into expression within some portions of not only the Earth entity, but of larger portions of the Earth population. Thus, the entity of Earth has begun to vibrate more fully in harmony with both the newer vibrations of love and compassion and those of the population of this planet who also have sought to harmonize with these vibrations as well. Thus, there is within the Earth entity a feeling of excitement at this opportunity, of distress at the difficulty of the birth, of compassion for those who suffer, and a kind of maternal disapproval of those who yet linger in the ways of war. Is there a further query, my sister?
Yes, Kuo, I just would like to ask, then, is our daily meditation practice the best shot that we have at reassuring? Helping her through this birth. Would you like me to re-ask that?
Yeah.
Okay. are the meditations that we're holding each evening at 9 o'clock for world healing the best we can do at helping Gaia through this birthing process? Or are there any other suggestions you would have for us?
We must pause briefly. Once again, with this instrument, we apologize for the delay. There was some confusion within this instrument's mind complex. To your query, we would respond by suggesting that the regular meditations focus upon the healing of this planet and the possibility of peace for its populations is most helpful at this time and at any time. For as one is able to see light entering into the darkened world of awaiting war, there is a balancing that is given yet another avenue to enter into the earth vibrations. There is a point of balance, a fulcrum, shall we say, which you may see created by your efforts to visualize peace and healing. This fork, we correct this instrument, this point or fulcrum is within the mass mind or the planetary mind of the population of this planet. It is that new mind, shall we say, which is being born at this time as the fourth density positive population that shall remain as the remnant and begin its path of evolution at some point in your future, in all probability. When groups such as this one and many, many others around this planet meet for the purpose of visualizing peace and healing, it is as a lever moving through this fulcrum, lightening the vibratory pattern that has been prevalent upon this planet for a great portion of the time. We recommend that such meditative experiences be regular and include not only this planet, but all those who are engaged in the pursuit of war or the destruction of fellow humans. For each entity is quite closely connected to each other entity. The concept of unity
is that which eludes most peoples of your planet at this time. That concept of linkage of one to another is most important to enhance at this time, so that the vibrations of healing and acceptance, compassion, forgiveness, mercy, understanding, and so forth may be, shall we say, injected into the peoples of the various geographical vicinities of this planet, thus strengthening the bond that each is aware of at some level of the life experience. Thus, the vibrations of light sent forth in meditation move where they are needed most, into those areas of the planet and the population that are engaged in the destructive effects of separation and the thinking which brings it about. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you, Carl. That was funny. Many thanks.
I am quote, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Cool. I wonder if you could say something further about the remnant that will be transitioning and cleaning up the mess, as it were.
I am quote, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. The so-called remnant, that portion of this planetary population which shall remain with this planet, is labeled as such by many, for there is in all likelihood a far greater portion of the population which shall need to find further experience within the third density in order to balance the difficult vibrations, shall we say, which have not allowed the graduation into the density of compassion. Thus, those who do remain and who seek in the positive sense are from various locations, shall we say, not just this third density planet which you call Earth. For the population from this planet that will be able to welcome and enjoy the vibrations of love and compassion is small in comparison to what this planet could comfortably welcome and stably house, shall we say. Thus, there are many entities coming from other third density planets who have made the graduation at this time, who are incarnating early within the fourth density experience of this planet in order to help it in its birth process. This is considered a great honor, for there is much catalyst at this time which these entities seek to utilize in a positive or magical sense, that is the transmutation of the vibrations of separation into that which enhances the unity between all the peoples and the creation itself. This population of the new earth is that which is like unto the vanguard that moves first into the difficult areas of conflict and seeks to combat, shall we say, the difficulties with the vibrations of love. There is no direct conflict, as you are undoubtedly aware, for those who move under the banner of love are those which welcome the opportunity to transmute the dark and heavy vibrations into those which are light and full of love by the effort that they make in these latter days of your third density. Is there another query, my sister? I am quiet. We thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I have to ask, how will we physically clean up here? Will there be magical means? Will there be new ways? What will we be able to clean it up?
I am quiet. And I'm aware of your query, my sister. One of the primary qualities of the fourth density experience is that which may be seen to be the ability to utilize the frontal lobes of the human brain in a manner which is able to participate as a co-creator. The ability to create with the mind those tools and resources necessary for the revitalization of this planetary entity, which you call Earth, are the primary means whereby the healing of this planet may be achieved. Is there a further query, my sister?
I'm concerned about the loss of species. I wonder if they can be restored.
I am quite, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. And we can assure you that through both the processes which we have just mentioned and the natural regeneration of the earth itself will make it possible for this planet to become inhabited by those species which have previously been present upon and within its being. And this is correct. Is there a further query?
No, thank you.
I am quiet. And again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Like to ask about working with frustration. I seem to have a great deal of it these days, and have for some time, and I think a lot of the people around me are dealing with frustration and struggling against just daily things as well as larger things. I'd like to know if Quill has recommendations in addition to meditation, which I know is a good solution as well, but I'd like to know if there are any other suggestions for dealing with that.
I have Quill, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. We would suggest the further use of the meditation in a specific fashion in order to deal with the increased stress and frustration which the daily round of activities for each of your peoples has brought in this time of turmoil for most of your population. When the end of the day has come, or at some portion just prior to retiring for the day, we would recommend the sitting in meditation and the reviewing of the portions of the day which were perceived as frustrating, to look again at each situation, reliving the experience of frustration and observing the components, shall we say, of this experience. Each entity, each event, the thoughts, responses, each detail that you can remember, so that the experience is once again alive in the mind. Then, when this frustration is felt in this particular type of meditation, allow the balancing emotions of peace, of understanding, of acceptance, of tolerance, of humor, to begin to surface as well within the mind, until there is an equality of power between the frustration and the peace. This is a kind of short course, shall we say, in experiencing the incarnation. If one is able to accept the self, both for having a frustration as an experience, and for being able to find within the self the ability to balance that with the feelings of acceptance, compassion, mercy, and so forth, then you are able to move in a more balanced fashion within your daily round of activities, having laid the foundation within both the subconscious and conscious portions of your mind for being able to deal with various other frustrating experiences in further days and rounds of activities. Is there a further query necessary?
No, thank you.
I am Quill. Again, we thank you, my sister. Is there a final query at this time?
I'd like to ask if it's possible for us to straighten out the situation on this planet without straightening out the situation between the sexes.
I am Quill, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. The situation, as you have described it, is one which has many, many facets. being rooted first in the concept of separation. What is the first separation? Self from self. As each individual entity views portions of itself as needing punishment, as being less than valuable, as being unworthy, then is born the concept of the separation of self from others as well. So that that which you have described as the difficulty between the male and female sexes upon your planet, and the subjugation of the former by the latter, we correct this instrument of the latter by the former, then this kind of separation is also possible between groups of peoples, one state and another, one country and another, one religion and another, and so forth. Thus, it would be helpful to begin the healing not only between the male and female portions of your populations, but between those portions of each self which have been rejected for one reason or another and have made the possibility of rejecting other entities a reality. Thus, the healing of this planet and this people is a healing which begins with each self and moves outward to include all other selves. Is there any further query by that?
Well, if I have you right, then it basically starts with the self. Straightening out my relationship with myself is where I need to begin, rather than worrying about gender relations. Is that correct?
I am aware of your query, madam. We would recommend that, indeed, the effort at healing begin with the self, but at the same time include all other relationships of self to other self, the male and female relationship being primary among all relationships. Thus, the healing process may be far-reaching in its overall scope, but indeed begins with the self. Is there another query?
No, thank you.
I am quiet. We thank you once again, brother. At this time, we feel that we have spoken as fully as this particular instrument is able to, for there is some distraction and fatigue. We thank each once again for inviting our presence in this day. It is a great honor to be invited to join your circle of seeking, and we can assure each that the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Infinite Creator has many emissaries present at this time, observing the movement of your peoples from one concept of love and acceptance to another, as this concept begins to spread from one grouping of peoples to another, we see a great deal of light being generated So that your planet at this time is a combination of the light and the dark in many different patchwork places. So that the light very slowly but surely begins to burn brighter in those areas where there are hearts to open to the concept of love more and more fully as the catalyst becomes greater and greater. You are not alone, my friends. There is a great company of the heavenly host which moves at this time to send its light where it is most needed, according to the difficulties that various portions of your planet now experience. As your meditation groups meet and send their light, it is joined by the light of many, many others, and moves in to those areas at this time that are in difficulty. We are those of Quelp, and we add our light to yours, and at this time we would take our leave of this instrument and this group. We leave each, as always, in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Adonai, my friend. Adonai.
Adonai.
I'd like to offer the names of those we pray for in the light as we finish the meeting. Anne, Athalia, Judy, Ethel, Alan, Scott, Dana, Lynn, Mike, Carla, Pippi, Dana, Sonia, Steve, Marilyn, R, Betty, Donna, Lynn, Glenn, Kim, Jan, Kathy's mom, Sally, Frank, Ethel, Steve's niece and his dad, Summer, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Abby and Natalie, Mary, Martha, Aurora, Angela, Bill, Joel, and Patricia. Other requests?
My mom and dad. Michelle's mom and dad. And then
mom and dad.
The cause of peace and planet Earth.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.